99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome to the weekend. It is live and local with John Potter and Jay Biggs each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, here on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it is 92.3. Our phone number, 775-884-9910. Call or text in. John?
Folks, we'd like to take a moment to thank Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods for supporting locally owned gun shops like Illumina Arms at Longley and Mira Loma. By the way, what's the next domino to fall on this? What's the next chain that will stop selling firearms? Did you know Target at one time sold guns until like the mid-80s?
Isn't that how they got their name?
Well, don't you remember when Sears way back in the day did?
Sears did also. JCPenney's.
Yes.
Used to sell guns up until around the mid-80s. L.L. Bean sold guns. It's a lot like the difficulty that people have getting pain meds now. It's tougher to buy now if you're one of the law-abiding.
Right.
Anyway, I'm getting off track.
Yes, you are.
Jay is here from Illumin Arms. You look like Santa Claus.
That's the age, I think. and the beard that has grown out.
Well, you could technically do a Santa Claus shoot come December.
Oh,
if you
stop
to.
It.
But there's not a bald Santa Claus out there.
No, you're right. Just wear the hat.
That just sounded so wrong, Jay. A Santa
Jay.
Claus shoot.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. No, I'm sorry.
You ought to dress up as Santa Christmas time. I'll tell you what's wrong with that.
Anyway.
Does your store have a hunting vibe or does it have a military protection vibe?
It really has a vibe for everything. I mean, a lot of the firearms that are in there are defensive context, but everything is available. I mean, it's a smaller retail area, so we're limited to the things that we think people are most interested in, but we can get anything.
There you go. Well, you know, one of the biggest things we wanted to have you on this morning again and talk about is the stabilizing brace, the final rule with that. Now, let's talk about that because big things are happening as of the end of, what, next month, right?
Were they trying to ban this or what?
So what happened is ATF, under their administrative powers, decided that a over decade-long stabilizing or pistol brace that had been in use by anywhere from estimates of 10 to 40 million private citizens was now illegal in that it made your rifle into a short barrel rifle and therefore fell under the National Firearms Act rules and was subject to a $200 tax stamp and all the restrictions that go with having NFA item.
Right.
So part of that rule was they provided a 120-day amnesty, which ends on Wednesday, May 31st.
Okay.
There are some benefits to doing this. If you ever wanted your short barrel rifle as like a factory one where you didn't have to do your engraving, you didn't have to do the photos, you didn't have to pay now with this amnesty the $200 tax stamp, this gives you that opportunity to do that.
Right.
So people, what they need to do is obviously, contact us. We'll walk you through the steps. We'll create or help you create the eForms account. We'll advise you on, what is the best way for you to save money if you have multiple of these to do as far as getting the fingerprints. And then it takes on average right now about 60 days to get that processed. Once it's approved as an SBR, then you can remove the stabilizing brace and put a regular stock on as long as you're not changing the overall length of it too much. And you have an SBR.
Wow.
The drawback is as a pistol, you can travel across state lines without having to have permission. As a short barrel rifle, you have to get permission from the government first. So that's a bummer. But if you ever wanted to make it an SBR, this is really that opportunity to do it, minus the tax, minus the engraving, and it's just going to be a lot simpler process, now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How are the Glocks doing? And by the way, are they ever going to change the design?
even just a little bit.
What do you mean by how are they doing? I mean, Glock is a company that's been around
forever. Very popular still.
Oh, yeah, extremely popular. Glock's been around for a really long time. They've introduced in the last probably 5-10 years some of the slimmer design firearms
to
fit, you know, smaller hands, like the Glock 43X, the Glock 48, you know, so those models are for those. And it's also for people. I mean, my second favorite carry gun is the Glock 48. It's slimmer. There is a company that makes a 15-round magazine, still magazine for it, so now I'm not losing capacity, but I am getting something that weighs just a little bit less, a little bit easier to carry. And
I know an old-timer gun owner who calls Glocks Tupperware guns. I have no idea why.
Because they're made out of plastic.
Okay. Oh, is that it? Okay. That
Tupperware guns.
Yeah. Now, Jay, he
also calls 22 pistols. He calls them cordless hole punchers.
I can see that, too.
He's old style.
Now, on the stabilizing brace final rule thing, I do want to ask you this, because I'm just, I guess, inform me, kind of as someone listening, because I don't really know everything about all this. So one thing I'm wondering is, does this affect guns that are previously owned? Like if you already own it, you have to get all that figured out by the end of next month? Or is this just for guns that have been bought since that was all
in
place?
No, in fact, you had to have the firearm with the stabilizing brace on it prior to January 13 of 2023 to even be able to have the opportunity to do this.
Oh, okay.
So what happened is on January 31st, when they actually published it in the Federal Registry, it became illegal to possess a firearm with the stabilizing brace. However, Department of Justice exercised their right to not take enforcement and are not doing anything during this 120-day period. Obviously, they could change their mind if they want to.
Yeah, what is this, Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yeah, yeah. you know, and so, but officially May 31st is when the amnesty period ends. No, it's going to go through the court process. I mean, there were 8 lawsuits filed to try and get an injunction to stop this, and unfortunately those failed. So now we just have to let it go through the process.
And this could take years.
Yeah, 2, 4, 5 years. I mean,
oh, your gosh,
for this to get to resolved. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, hey, you know, if you were thinking you wanted to go that direction, well, this is a way to do it where you're not paying the tax.
And this is a federal, not just Nevada thing, right?
No, this is federal, yes.
Okay, so.
You know, for folks who go to your store for the first time, and that's what we encourage people to do, your Illumined Arms at Mira Loma and Longley, there's gun store etiquette that people don't know about. Like, you don't unholster your gun, right? I mean, you don't handle a loaded gun at all away from a range. If you bring the gun in a case, don't you? And or show that it's unloaded when you go in there, or are you not that strict? It's just something I heard that when you go in a gun shop, you just don't do that.
Well, common sense would drive somebody to not pull out a gun at a salesperson in a gun store. That usually can go bad. We do ask people if they're bringing in firearms, bring it into, you know, in a case. If you have a firearm that you're carrying and you want work on it, you obviously talk to the person before you're going to draw it, because that's just bad anywhere. I mean,
so you tell them, put it back in the case and
Leave it in the case and we'll, you know, we'll look at it and we'll do it. You know, most gun enthusiasts, you know, have the intellect to understand, you know, what's right and what's wrong with their firearms.
Yeah, I'm thinking first timers, because there's so many people, because of neighborhood crime going up and everything, they're getting their first firearm. And there are certain things that they have to realize and know about.
Yeah, it's just, you know, ask the questions. It's kind of like when you walk up to somebody's German Shepherd, you don't just stick your paw in their face and hope they don't bite it. You know, you ask them, hey, is it okay to pet your dog?
I was always taught the dumbest question is one never asked.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, honestly.
Take the time to sit there and find out if this is good or this is bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cool. So you guys have an ammo sale going on right now, too, at Human Arms.
So we started doing a little bit of spring cleaning and realized that we've got all this bulk 9mm ammo, and it's like, you know, okay, let's you know, clean house a little bit.
So now we have a surplus. Remember all that time that people there was no ammo to be found. Now we have a surplus.
Yeah, we've got a surplus at least, and so it's $200 for a box of 1,000 9mm. What is in store? So we're not going to ship anything. You got to come to the store to purchase it.
Right.
And it's until we run out.
Oh, wow. You know, okay.
While supplies last.
So the warehouse is full, and until it's gone, it's gone. So.
Yep. Most of it, I think, we've got moved over into the store. So if you're seeing it on the floor, then
that's the
what's
end of
there.
It. Yep. Okay. Clearance time. I guess. Yeah. Spring cleaning. All right.
You all have questions for Jay about maybe your first firearm, whatever, for your protection. 775-884-9910. We're going to take a break, and we'll take your calls after that break.
Absolutely. So make sure you tune in here and stay with us. We are live and local each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. It's the weekend with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You know, I walked one time, I walked into a surplus shop once, and they had used French rifles, never fired, only dropped once. I'm sorry, that's an old joke. Old veterans joke.
I get.
Thought it would fit in with the gun talk.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, John Potter with Jay Biggs, good morning.
It's the weekend, and we are live and local this morning with our favorite gun store. It is Illumin Arms. So right now, we have Jay from Illumin Arms on with us, and we've been talking about the stabilizing brace final rule that's coming up in a month. Just to retouch on that one more time, Jay, they have till, what is it, the 29th of next month?
No, Wednesday, May 31st is when the amnesty period ends, and you either have it registered, have the stabilizing pistol brace removed from the firearm, make it a legal length of 16-inch barrel, destroy it, surrender it. I don't think the last two are actual viable options, but those are the options.
Or Joe Biden's going to show up at your door and take your gun. So I'm joking. No, he's not.
So I think you mentioned before when you were here, you do that ceramic coat for guns.
Oh, yeah.
Cerakote.
Yeah.
Cerakote, which is kind of a new thing. I don't remember that being a big thing.
Oh, no. Cerakoting has been around for quite a while.
Well, I mean, variety of colors. And there was a gun shop in Tennessee that came out. It got a lot of news. The pumpkin spice gun. Somebody wanted a gun in the same color as pumpkin spice. It's
basic white girls are getting out of control.
They advertised this during Halloween. It was the hottest thing. So
yeah, we have a Cerakote
pumpkin
package
spice.
That we do. You can get any color you want. Cerakote has really expanded the variety of colors they have available. And Austin, who does all the Cerakote work for us, does a phenomenal job. He can do some really custom cool designs.
Yeah. Really?
You do engraving as well, right?
Yes, we do have laser engraving. We can do both just a standard laser engraving or the NFA because they have specific depths that you have to be able to meet.
Oh, wow.
So that laser engraver will do all of that. So it can do, you know, simple stuff, custom, crazy, bizarre. I mean, we've seen some pretty unique stuff go through.
Oh yeah,
there.
Now I've seen some of the rifles have like Trump 2024 on the side of them.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah, it's insane what you can get.
Tell me why they're. Obviously you guys do such a great job. Maybe you're the cause of this. Gun shops going out of business. There have been quite a few. There's one that was on Kitski.
Maccabee, I think, is what it was.
Well, that one too. I was thinking of the little shop that was opposite the Franktown car wash there on Kitski. It was a little shop. I think it was called Silver State Guns or something like that.
Yeah.
But I obviously you would think business is pretty good for firearms lately.
It is. Part of it is, you know, people just decide that, you know, they've been in it long enough and they want to move on. I believe that may have been what, you know, happened with Sharon, as he just decided, hey, you know, he's been doing that a long time and it was, you know, time to try and do something else. I know that Silver State, you know, I remember Silver State back when I was a kid, and they did a lot of the revolver and cowboy guns and a lot of that stuff. And, you know, as the, you know, industry kind of changed over to, you know, different platforms, the semi-autos and stuff like that, you know, maybe it was just, hey, it was time, it was location, you know.
Well, I talked to Sharon. He said the profit margin is not that big.
No, on handguns themselves, the profit margin is really, really low. And
so you're not making big bucks. I mean, people are getting kind of a deal.
Not on the firearm transfer. I mean, really, where you kind of, you know, make it, just like with cars, you don't make it. The dealer doesn't make a ton of money on the car sale. They make a lot of money on the service side of it. So it's, you know, that's where, you know, in that industry, you got the same thing going on. You know, the firearm itself doesn't bring a whole lot of, you know, profit margin, but all the accessories, all the other services, the training, all of that stuff really, you know, helps the company grow.
Now, you guys have obviously all the accessories and whatnot for firearms. Now, you also have the accessories and the tools to learn about them with the intuitive shooting classes that you have as well.
Yeah, we've got Ken Crawford, who's our facility director, is actually going to be teaching a intuitive defensive shooting class.
What is
next
it? What's the difference between just a shooting class and intuitive shooting? What's the difference there?
The simple way of saying is gunfighting. So when we look at a defensive context, we need to understand what we do as human beings when we're threatened. There are certain things that we do internally, certain things that we do externally, okay? And we want those things that we're doing naturally to be congruent with what we're doing with our tool,
right,
whatever that tool is. And this class is going to be talking about with a firearm. We will be getting, as we evolve into other classes, to also teach that, because it really doesn't make sense that if somebody's attacking you, to try and do something that contradicts what you would naturally do to make yourself safer. So intuitive defensive shooting is just years and years of research at you know, studying the videos, studying the science, understanding what humans do when they're threatened, and how we make that work better with our tools.
So it's like a psychological aspect as well, not just your...
Both the physiological and the psychological.
Right.
So when we get out there and we start shooting, one of the first things that you're going to learn is that you're not going to use your sights when you're shooting defensively. And if you think about it, if somebody was to come at you with a knife or a baseball bat, a fry pan, whatever.
Let me get that dot in between the two lines.
You're not going to look at the sights. You're going to be focused on the thing that wants to harm you.
Right.
So we already naturally push our hands out kinesthetically in the direction of the object that's threatening us. Well, now if I have a tool there and I can learn how to use that tool congruently with what I'm doing naturally.
Like a laser?
Well, no, you don't want the laser, because the laser, now you have to focus on the laser.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
it's like if I told you, hey, point your finger at my chest as fast as you can, you would just point. You don't need to look at your finger. You don't need to look at the laser coming off your finger. You just point.
Okay.
So it's not point shooting. It's kinesthetic alignment or intuitive defensive shooting. And that's what we're going to be teaching. We're going to be teaching people how to do that. We're going to be simplifying the things they need to know and do when they're threatened.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, what's the two-day carbine class? What's that all about?
So one of the great things is, you know, we have great instructors, but we also really want to bring in some great instructors. So Don Edwards, who's one of the, you know, experts in firearms and red dots, he was special operations for many, many years. He's with Green Line Tactical. He is going to be coming into town doing a two-day carbine class at our outdoor facility. And this is going to be a phenomenal, great time to learn about your carbine, which is just French for short rifle, going back to John's French jokes. And
dropped once, never used.
Yes. But it's just taking that rifle, that everyday carry or home defense rifle, and learning how to use it in the context of, you know, personal protection. You're going to go over a lot of different things. You're going to learn how to, you know, shoot intuitively. You're going to learn how to shoot with sights. You're going to learn to shoot at distances. You're going to really find out what that platform is capable of should you ever have to use it.
And I'm going to have to toot this guy's horn here just a little bit, because I was reading about Don Edwards here. And this guy, he was a sergeant in Afghanistan, served 5 years, a force trainer management and a primary instructor of federal law enforcement training. He was over in Iraq for many years. So, I mean, this guy knows his stuff. Hey, he survived all that. So definitely someone worthy of going and learning from as far as what to do with that. Now, let's talk briefly as well about ATF stabilizing pistol brace rule. Just real quick, one last time, because it is you have till the, you said the 31st of next month, right?
Wednesday, May 31st is when the amnesty period ends. And at that point, if you decide, hey, I want to make this an SBR, well, now you're back to having to engrave your first name, last name, city, state on the firearm, or your trust name, city, state on the firearm. You're having to pay the $200 tax stamp. You're having to go through all that stuff that they're letting you get away with now. Agree or disagree with the outcome of it.
Right.
I mean, I have my own personal opinion on it. We're going to keep that politics out of it.
Right.
This is what they're saying we have to do. This is the opportunity to, you know, take advantage of the free tax stamp and not having to do the engraving, which, you know, honestly, that's kind of cool, because if you ever decide you want to transfer it later on, you're not giving somebody your name and stuff. There is a process, obviously, to transfer it. You're going to have to do a Form 4. But, you know, we'll help you with that. And like I always tell people, if you have questions, call us. Ask us.
We're like the Radio Shack of guns. You got questions, they got to answer. Right.
Yes, well, we do.
Speaking of questions, we had one of our listeners in Yerington, Ann, one of our loyal listeners. She says, please ask him about a High Point 9mm handgun. I know everyone says they're ugly and heavy, but other than that, are they good?
Expensive, too, aren't they? Inexpensive, aren't they?
They are inexpensive, and what we look at is some of the reliability issues. So when we look at a firearm for defensive context, I want to know that, worst-case scenario, this thing's going to work. And what we base that off of is, you know, on the range, when we see students, you know, shooting these guns, are they having failures? Now, the failure may be a cause of the firearm. The failure may be a cause of the student. That's why there's some platforms that we don't say, hey, this is what we recommend, because it has things that are making you do things that aren't congruent with our natural actions.
So we got a break for Fox News, but High Point pistols, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Illumined Arms at the corner of Longley and Mira Loma. And by the way, I'd like to apologize to all the French people listening. Thank you, Jay.
Well, we love them.
Hey, what's your guys' telephone number if someone wants to get in touch with you?
775-221-9260. Or they can email me at jay@illarms.com. Send your questions in. You can also reach us at sales@illarms.com. info@illarms.com.
Oh, okay. So anything Illarms.
Yeah. Just get a hold of us.
Just we'll go over and see them. Mira Loma and Longley, right?
Yep. 4655 Longley, number 101.
All right, folks. It is the weekend. John Potter, Jay Biggs, thank
we're
you very much.
We're going to talk classic cars next.
Yes, yes. In fact, we're going to have Jim Alder in here next with us. It is Live and Local, the weekend. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time, 10:32.
Your voice.
For example, gun rights.
It does matter.
You got to have a rattle behind that saber.
I'm kind of concerned that the government is
the place
putting more and more restrictions on our lives.
To speak your mind.
News and talk now with John and Jay. The weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome to the weekend. It is live and local each and every Saturday morning right here, 9 to noon. John Potter and Jay Biggs, we are hanging out this morning, having lots of fun, just like we always do, John.
Well, Jim Adler.
Alder.
Alder.
Where'd you get this? He's in with us. He is in with us this morning. He's
people wonder why I'm unemployed.
Well,
Jim Alder loves classic racing cars. And he also has a business where he makes it easy.
We are.
Yes, we are. He makes it easy for people who rent to buy a house. We'll get into that, but I'm going to love talking classic cars with you.
Yeah.
We got to first go to the phones and talk to
Gene. Gene
and somebody's
Carson
been
Valley.
Waiting a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Gene, good morning and welcome to the weekend. You want to talk about getting more Republicans involved, right?
Yeah, I think that's a hot topic right now is winning elections, probably the most important one. And I just have some insight into this that I think is gaining resonance with even experts. When we look at the Nevada election, we look at Lombardo's election. He repeatedly denounced any attempt that he would try to alter the 1993 referendum codifying abortion parameters in Nevada. And he was the only Republican reelected nationally into a governorship. because he ran from his life from the abortion zealots. Conversely, we had Laxalt lose and lose every vote, 12,000 vote of independents who are against these draconian measures that would have otherwise won him the election against Masto. He only lost by 8,000 votes, but he won no votes from libertarians, and those that I've talked to said that was a compelling issue in abandoning the Republican Party. So I think what's needed really going forward for Republicans is to run for their lives from this notion that they can pass these draconian abortion laws and win nationally and statewide elections. And so I hate to be this ruthlessly pragmatic and say, but this is where I come out on it. If Democrats, the liberal families, the wives, their spouses, the boyfriends, their girlfriends, and the Democrat-leaning people want to exterminate their offspring with abortions, then we should just let them have at it and stick to the inflation message, the energy message, maybe you now need to wreck your credit to get in the house now kind of message, and stick with those issues and forget about the whole abortion issue altogether. And that's the way to win independent voters and libertarian voters and start winning elections again. What do you think?
I appreciate your insights, sir. Thank you for the call.
Can't say I disagree for sure, Gene. If you want to get people involved, you got to kind of go down the middle a little bit. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, listen, let them do what they want to do. As long as we don't have to pay for things, that's one of my thoughts, right? But unfortunately, it does fall to where we have to pay for stuff sometimes. Yeah, we do definitely need to try to play that card, I think, just a little bit more down the middle, and then it's going to get a lot more people interested.
Our phone number is... Thank you, Gene. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'd like to talk about what was the best car you ever owned, because Jim Alder is car crazy. And as I was saying earlier, there are people who turn their garages into showrooms. They look beautiful. And you're associated with the car condo. I've never heard of the car condo. I've lived here most of my life, Jim. What? And you hold events at the car condo. What is the car condo?
Okay, well, good morning to both of you guys.
Good morning.
And, the car condo, first of all, I have to explain the name. So if you buy a apartment building, an apartment in a building, in a multifamily building, but you own it, you know, that's a condominium, meaning it's not one entity that owns the whole building. Just an individual can own each unit.
Right.
So the car condo has its name because I sold the creator of the car condo a section of a warehouse. Now, he doesn't own the whole warehouse. He only owns the section. So it's like a condominium except for a commercial property. So I need you. Does that make sense?
No. It totally makes sense. Okay. Absolutely. It's like a timeshare.
Yeah. Well,
in a weird way.
Except he owns it.
Yeah.
Occupies it 100% of the time. That's where the cars are. He brought his construction people in, and there's a beautiful kitchen. There's a beautiful kind of like family room with a fireplace, then a showroom, and then a shop with lifts and facilities for large events, for dinners. And
where is this?
Well,
now that's hard to find. Oh. I was going to ask you this because I went on Google, I searched and searched, and why is the address hidden away?
The Batcave.
Yeah, right. Well, it is a private club. So we do have some events. The second Saturday of every month, we have an event open to the public, which is Cars and Coffee.
Okay, I go to those, but those are the meetups at like Starbucks and stuff like that.
Right, but this is very similar, except it's at the car condo.
I want to come. I need the personal invite, Jim.
9736 South Virginia, Suite C.
Got it. Okay.
It's got to be near me somewhere.
So that is near Winco Foods, kind of in between Winco and where the Tesla dealership is.
I know exactly where you're
talking about.
How
do you join this club?
Well,
do you have to have a classic car?
No. Okay. You don't necessarily have to have anything except be enthusiastic about motorsports, cars in general. Now, this organization is not Mark specific. Like, as an example, many, many years ago, I helped the founding of the Reno Jaguar Club, which unfortunately no longer exists. But that club was specific to the mark of Jaguar, you know, like the Porsche right, Club, the right. Alfa Romeo Club, whatever. The car condo is not mark specific. You just need to certainly have an interest in motorsports and be generally enthusiastic about either current exotic cars or vintage cars. That doesn't really matter. But in order to join the club, you actually have to be nominated by two existing members.
I see.
So, so it's a little
can't
bit.
Yeah, I was wondering if there is there a fee to get into?
Yeah. Well, there's dues.
Okay.
There's quarterly dues, and you know, so the people in the car condo kind of want to know the people that want to join. And they want to kind of feel that everybody's going to get along well. You know, there's a lot of things in our society right now that are pretty explosive. And we sort of want to keep the car condo about cars.
Right.
And about the functions. You know, I think John is aware of, I race historic automobiles. A lot of the people from the car condo come to the races and are supportive when I'm racing. Yeah. In fact, I'm racing next weekend in Sonoma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so, but getting back to the car condo, it's a cool thing. It's something that I helped found. I'm what's called a founding member.
All right.
And the person that did create it is named Hammond Edwards, and he's the son of Sterling Edwards. And Sterling Edwards was the creator of the Pebble Beach Road Races.
Well, I got to say, because I get the vibe of the old, where the Tesla dealership is now, the old
right.
sports house.
Yes.
I get the vibe of that from what you're talking about. Like when you walked into the, did you ever walk in there?
Yes.
I get that vibe of this meeting, like maybe that kind of cars scattered with people hanging out.
Well,
am I right?
Right. Well, right adjacent to that is a very, very large classic car dealership that's called Cool Classic Cars. Now that's operated or that's owned by Heinrich that had the Skagen Watch Company. You remember when Skagen watches were here in Reno?
Yes.
He sold that company for a huge pile of money. I think it's public record. I think it was $232 million. Mm-hmm. And he now has a very large facility for his classic cars.
Oh,
I think
wow.
he has one here in Reno and one in Las Vegas. And that's just a little bit behind the Tesla dealership. So that whole area has got this kind of vintage car
yeah.
feel to it.
Jim, do you have one? I assume you have a classic car.
Well, the car that I race is a 1950.
You race it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. It's a
19... You guys living in the fast lane. I love it.
It's a 1952 Jaguar.
Okay.
So it's a car that I have been campaigning. This 2023 will be my 41st season with the same car.
Men have been racing cars ever since the second car was built.
Right.
And all boys loved yeah. Race cars. Like my first car was my mom's, like many other people out there. She handed down her 64 T-Bird to me. It was not a race car. It was more like a sporty Cadillac. So, a very slow car, very big. I went to the J.C. Whitney catalog, where I don't know if they still publish that, and I ordered racing stripes off the J.C. Whitney catalog. And
nice.
What you did with the J.C. Penney catalog?
J.C. Whitney.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
That'll give you about 6 or 7 more miles per hour top end.
I put those racing stripes on a 64 T-Bird. Oh, the laughter I must have caused. But you work with what you have.
Hey, listen, I love that stuff. I grew up with, of course, a Aurora HO model car set, slot car set. In fact, if you guys
Is
ever want to...
Is that what got you started on this
whole
thing?
Well, kind of. But if you ever want to break into, you know, my bank accounts, one of the security questions is, what did you want to be? You know, what was your dream job? And my answer is always a race car driver. Uh-huh. I still want to be a race car driver.
It was the little slot cars. For
The little slot cars, but...
For me, it was when the Mustang first came out in 64. I never owned one, but I have the pictures of the Mustang all over the bedroom. And Motor Trend. Motor Trend went a long way to starting up the interest. A lot of excitement over what the next car of the year was. So we're going to open up the phone lines for what's the best car you ever had.
Yeah, we could do that.
775-884-9910.
Also, we want to talk on your property management as well, Jim.
Sure.
Because, I mean, for some reason, I was under the assumption you did, like, commercial real estate.
Right.
And it's actually where you are doing, I guess what you're doing is helping people get into residential real estate that are renters.
If and when possible. I mean,
there's a way, huh?
Yeah, well, there can be a way, but it's difficult. You know, people, like as an example, the tenants that rent from me, you know, I always try to counsel them in, if they're going to be permanent in the area, the only way they can really accumulate wealth is to buy a home that they live in. They're either making their own mortgage payment or someone else's mortgage payment. And so, you know, they come to various crossroads. As an example, they need a new truck, right? Well, buying the new truck and saddling yourself with a $600 a month payment will hinder your ability to buy a home. Oh, but yes, if you can buy the home first, you'll always be able to buy the truck. In other words, having the house payment will never hinder your ability to buy a car, but the reverse is true. And so it's just simple things like that that I try to help people, advise them to make good decisions to eventually reach their goal.
All right, renters, if you have a question about how to do that, you can call right now. Talk to Jim, 775.
I've got all sorts of questions. Sure. We're going to do that next right here.
775-884-9910.
Absolutely. The phone lines are open. It is the weekend, live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time, 551.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter and Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning right here, 9 to noon.
Absolutely, and you can check out our podcast, 991fmtalk.com. Just go and click the podcast tab right there if you didn't get a chance to actually listen to us live and local this morning. But you
and
know what?
We have tickets to give away for tonight's shows at the Carson Nugget, the Ladies' Night Out comedy show starring Lisa Alvarado and Christine Little. You can choose either 6 or 8 p.m., and there's a meet and greet with both Lisa and Christine from 5 to 6 tonight at Gina's Good Life Lounge at the Carson Nugget. Tickets now, first come, first served. Jay?
Yes, absolutely. So we have 5 pairs of tickets to each show. So there's the 6 o'clock, as John mentioned, and the 8 o'clock show. What we want you to do is text in your first and last name and which show you would like to attend, 6 or 8 p.m. The number, 775-884-9910. Remember, text in your first and last name, and if you want to go to the 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock show, and we have 5 pairs of tickets, 10 pairs total, for each show. So make sure you text in if you would like to go and see that Carson Comedy Club tonight. It's going to be a fun time, I'm sure, for everyone out there.
And it'll be the first 5 on each show.
First five texts tonight for each show.
Yes. All right. Text now. Jim Alder's with us, a classic car aficionado. Where do you drive your race cars? Do you use that Fernley Speedway?
I have. Okay. There has been vintage races out there. That's now owned by a guy named Dan and Pam Shore.
It has changed hands.
Has changed hands.
Jan's not running that anymore?
Well, no. He wants to build it into a destination facility. The track needs to be repaved. It's pretty rough, but it's a work in project, in progress. And, you know, we're all hopeful that's eventually going to be a nearby racing facility.
Well, that's the fastest clay oval in the West out there.
Right.
And I used to be the announcer at 95.
Oh, okay. Well, if you go a little bit further, you know, up the road, there's the road race course.
Yes, exactly. But that thing's so disheveled, from what I understand. They're redoing it?
I believe so.
Oh, that sure would be nice.
Yeah, no, that would be great. And it's also, you know, an opportunity for a high-performance driving school in the area. You know, of course, Reno, you get a lot of people here that come from states that aren't familiar with driving in the snow. I mean, just ask the insurance company.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, out there, high-performance driving, you know, you get an opportunity to get the car sideways at speed.
Right.
And that gives you the opportunity to either it spins out of control or you recover. And they can teach those skills at a slower speed by making the surface have not quite as much friction. And that's called a skid pad.
Okay.
And so in a relatively slower, safer speed, you can have the rear end come out and then countersteer to recover it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, remember when we were on our bicycles, we locked up the rear brake and we turned the wheel and we got it fishtailing sideways? I mean, That's what this is, except you're on four wheels and you're at a higher speed. You're in a car.
I like how Jim dresses the part. You're like Jackie Stewart.
Jackie Stewart. You know, I've had the pleasure
Jackie Stewart
of meeting Jackie Stewart.
Well, you look just like him with the hat and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, aside from cars, and before we break for Fox News, tell us how people who are renting, who want to own a house, how do they contact you?
Right. Well, of course, my telephone number is 775-825-8880.
Okay.
And I'm available to give advice on what good decisions they can make. I can also refer them to a lender that can talk about first-time home buyers and grant money that's available to assist first-time home buyers.
All right, Jim, what's that number again?
775-825-8880.
All right. Be careful on those roads, you know, avoid dead man's curve and all that.
I'm going to be talking with Jim. I have a feeling that we're going to be... No, I think that's really cool because, you know what, that's something...
He has a cool car, man.
Well, no, not the cool cars. I'm talking about the rental thing that he does.
Oh, the
he
rental
helps
thing.
People.
Okay.
I mean, you just gave some information right there about the whole owning your house first thing right there. It clicked as I'm sitting here on air. Like,
right.
You're right.
Well, it's all pretty much common sense, but as you know, common sense isn't very common anymore.
Well,
and people
can you help people like me who have done it backwards? Because now I have the $700 car payment.
Yeah.
And the house that I own.
And I understand that.
We got to get Jay out of the tent. Anyway,
nope.
Jim, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay, John, thanks very much for having me.
All right. Tabney Dozier's here. We're going to talk with Tabney after the news.
Exciting.
Top of the hour, John Potter, Jay Biggs, 99.1 FM Talk.
That's right. Make sure you check out our podcast, 991FMTalk.com. Our FM News Talk time right now is 10:58.